Ladies and gentlemen, live from the world's most beautiful city, San Francisco, California, Ring Talk, your inside look into the world of boxing and mixed martial arts.
Maybe we could build a fire, sing a couple of songs, huh? Why don't we try that?
Ring Talk on Sports Byline is brought to you by the World Boxing Organization and ringtalk.com.
Yes, sir. Happy days are here again.
And now, the host of the longest-running fight show in history.
What are you doing?
I'm starting a fight. He's going to finish it for me.
Ladies and gentlemen, Pedro Fernandez.
Damas y caballeros, bienvenidos. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the Sports Byline Broadcast Network and Ring Talk Live Worldwide, a.k.a. the WBO Boxing Hour. Straight up, my name is Pedro Fernandez. I'm the reigning, the defending, the undisputed heavyweight champion of the Radio Eras, having defended that title for better than 31 years. Straight up today, we are 1 week away from Manny Pacquiao, Tim Bradley. I'm talking about the third fight, the rubber match. Bradley, a controversial winner the first time out. Pacquiao sort of evening the score. Of course, that second time setting up the Mayweather fight. Now, Manny Pacquiao and Tim Bradley hooking it up to possibly fight Jesse Vargas for the WBO 147-pound title. That'll be later this year. So I guess there is a future for Manny Pacquiao after next week. I always thought he was going to retire after the Bradley fight, but now it appears he's going to have another fight, at least one more. Straight up, we're talking boxing and MMA for the next couple hours. 1-800-878-PLAY. That's 1-800-878-7529. Hey, the Skype thing's happening as well. The Skype address is Sports Byline and the number two. Well, Adrian Broner. I'm looking at a news report on Adrian Broner. Of course, he's a talented fighter out of Cincinnati, Ohio. But he was a winner last night. A bit of a controversial stoppage over Ashley Theopane. But I'm going to run this one at you this way. He's a four-division titleist. That's crazy. Roberto Duran was a four-division titleist. Ray Leonard was a four-division titleist. Adrian Broner, Ray Leonard, Thomas Hearns, you put them in the same book? On the same page? Not even in the same zip code. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. Once again, open phone lines coast to coast. 1-800-878-7529. That's 1-800-878-7529. This is Ring Talk Live Worldwide, brought to you by the World Boxing Organization. You can follow them on Facebook or go to WBOBoxing.com. That's WBOBoxing.com. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide on Sports Byline, iHeartRadio, Sirius XM, Satellite Radio, and the American Forces Network.
Build or replace transmission, $3,200. Anti-lock brake system, $1,000. Rebuild or replace engine, $2,400. Truth is, once your manufacturer's warranty runs out, it's all on you. Every last cent. Get protection for covered repairs with a vehicle service contract from Toco Warranty. Unlike other companies, with Toco, there's no down payment, and the monthly payments are really affordable. Not sure how long you're keeping your car? At Toco, you can pay as you go. Keep your hard-earned cash and call Toco Warranty right now at 800-222-2313 to save big money on covered auto repairs. Prices vary by vehicle, but for about the cost of a tank of gas per month, a Toco plan has your back on expensive covered car repairs. Monthly payments are very affordable. Get your free quote now. Call Toco at 800-222-2313. That's 800-222-2313. 800-222-2313. Cancellation fee may apply. Subject to eligibility. Not available in Missouri and Washington. Waiting period and deductible apply. Coverage provided and administered by Warrantech Corporation or its affiliates. Not affiliated with any manufacturer or dealership. Visit TocoWarranty.com for complete terms and conditions.
Hi, Rick Tittle here. You may know me as the sports talk host. I can talk about all sports: football, basketball, baseball, hockey, soccer, golf, tennis, auto racing, boxing, Olympics, rollerball. But this time I'm here to talk about pain. If you have pain in your knee or your back like I do, then you should know about the Health Alert Hotline. If Medicare is your primary insurance, then you could qualify for a back or knee brace at little or no charge. I have an old injury from my football playing days, and anything that can help take that pain away and make it more manageable, that has my attention. I love the free delivery, and they take care of the paperwork for you. So if you have Medicare and need help for back, ankle, knee, or shoulder pain, please call the Health Alert Hotline at 800-428-1570. That's 800-428-1570. Agents are standing by 24/7, so go ahead and call now. 800-428-1570.
Do you have an old car sitting in your driveway? How would you like to learn a hassle-free way to get rid of it, help kids in need, and get a great tax donation in the process? It's real easy. One simple free call to our car donation hotline is all it takes. Call the Neshama Foundation
at 800-760-4895, 800-760-4895.
We'll come pick your car up for free and give you a tax donation for the full value of the car, running or not. The value of your unwanted car will go to help kids in need. It's fast and easy. Just call us and your car will be gone and on its way to helping children in 48 hours. And you get a nice tax deduction. Call the Neshama Foundation now to get rid of your car, help kids, and get a tax write-off.
Call 800-760-4895, 800-760-4895, 800-760-4895. That's 800-760-4895.
Pedro, let me tell you something, man. Congratulations on your long time in radio. You are your team and for your ratings, man. I was reading about that. I'm very impressed with you, Pedro.
Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
I don't want to predict this fight, but, you know, I'm going to promise that I can give a good fight, you know, to make people happy, and I just do my best.
Manny Pacquiao, 1 week out, the rubber match. Tim Bradley, Las Vegas pay-per-view. We'll talk about that a little bit later. But, you know, I got to give Manny Pacquiao some props. He's trying to get kids in his country to move to the military. And, of course, there's really not a whole lot of options in the Philippines for the downtrodden, per se. So if he wants to move into the military, I think that's sort of cool. So Manny's finally doing something right. Of course, all that other crazy stuff. He talked about sex without a condom and all that kind of stuff. That's a little crazy. But that's Manny Pacquiao. Bottom line is, last night, of course, Adrian Broner a winner. But he says that Floyd Mayweather, if they do fight, I don't know why Floyd Mayweather keeps coming up here. Hopefully he's retired, folks. He's like a bad dream. You know what I mean? Like, you keep waking up, oh, Floyd Mayweather. Not that you're scared of him, not that you're in awe of him, that you're tired of him. He's sort of like, he's like a wart. It grew on you, okay? It grew. I want to freeze it off. I don't want to see it no more. 49-0, walk away, man. You're the Rocky Marciano of the lighter weights. More power to you. You never lost a fight, okay? Bronze medalist in the 1996 Olympics. So more power to you, no doubt about it. You're an excellent fighter, an excellent boxer. I don't know how great of a fighter you are, but you really don't need to come back. But Broner's pushing this thing like he's going to fight Floyd Mayweather in a comeback fight. I just don't know. I really don't want to see Floyd Mayweather ever again. So hopefully, you know, Tim Bradley and can settle the score at 147 with Manny Pacquiao, or Manny Pacquiao settles the score there, and one of them steps up and has one more super fight and maybe walks him off into the sunset. Because, you know, Desert Storm, he's been through his share of wars. He said he had headaches for 6 or 7 months after a fight. Imagine that, headaches for 6 or 7 months after a fight. That's not good. That's not. I don't think I'd ever box again. If I had a headache 6 months after a fight, you know, that'd be like a telegram to me telling me, guess what, buddy? You don't deserve to be boxing. You just don't deserve. But he is, and I give him props for that. But, you know, you can get hurt. You can get hurt. Brain bleeds. People don't realize, you know, how significant these concussions are. It started coming into play now, of course, in NFL and the movie Concussion. I'm still trying to get the producer of Concussion to come on the show. And, of course, now the NHL stepping up. The NHL, they're showing a lot of brain damage, and they got a lot of guys in the NHL, especially the enforcers, per se. The guys went out there and, you know, and took the blows and this kind of good stuff. And, you know, I was listening to one player yesterday, and he was talking about his retirement. He was talking about his career and how he would take beatings, and he would initiate beatings and this and that. I really don't think hockey players can fight all that well, but this guy was like 6'7", or just a monster. But he has issues with issues as far as brain damage is concerned. He sort of admitted that. And most, I guess, players that come in contact, repeated concussions. Let me tell you, a concussion is a brain bleed. Like last week, the young man from Canada that fought, I think, in the UK, they tried to say that he had a small brain bleed. He collapsed in the ring from a small brain bleed. You don't collapse from a small brain bleed. You get a headache, you get a little dizzy from a small brain bleed, okay? But you don't collapse from one. If you collapse from one, guess what? It's not a small brain bleed. It's a major brain bleed, okay? And that's just the bottom line of this kid. They put him in a, Mike Bizier, I believe was his name, they put him in a drug-induced coma and hope that everything will come, you know, everything, all the swelling in his brain will come down and things like that. But, you know, what happens is guys get concussions and they get them in the gym. Or maybe, yeah, they get him in the gym. Or maybe they fall down. Some guys, you know, just prone to things like that, falling down. But, you know, you get him in the gym. You get popped in the gym. You get your bell rung in the gym pretty good, you know, and you, like, close your eyes for just a second there, or the involuntary eye close, meaning you were short-circuited neurologically. And if that happens, essentially you have a concussion right then and there. Right then and there, okay? So it isn't a matter of – and when you see these guys drop – you know, when they drop and they lose all power in their legs, they just collapse like the buildings in 9/11. They just pancake on themselves. You know, that's when you're neurologically short circuited from a punch. So what I'm trying to say is, although boxing is trying to do its best with bigger gloves and things like that, I really think that boxing needs to go back to smaller gloves. And I know that sounds barbaric of people out there. These safety people are saying, oh, he's out of his mind. But no, I tell you from experience, okay? From experience, guys should be fighting probably with 6 and 8 ounce gloves. The matches would be over quicker, all right, if there weren't knockouts, and there would be less punishment. Guy gets hit a couple times with a 6 ounce glove, an 8 ounce glove, you know, and he's a heavyweight, he's going to sleep, or he's going to get rattled, or he's getting wobbled, okay? But you get hit with a 10 ounce glove. Over and over and over and over and over again. It's just like a bongo drum, beating on a bongo drum. You should be able to put together a punctuation mark ending, okay? And I don't think that's available with these big gloves that these guys are wearing. I mean, you're talking about a guy 105 pounds? Wow. Ivan Calderon, that Puerto Rican great, he was 105 pounds. He was wearing 8-ounce gloves. What kind of crazy stuff is that? What kind of – think about how crazy that is. He, 108 pounds wearing 8-ounce gloves. And then, of course, Vitaly Klitschko will say, one of those guys weighing 260 pounds, they wear 10-ounce gloves. So there's only 2 ounces difference in, like, 250 pounds. Come on, man. Something's wrong there. Something's wrong there. Boxing's not seeing this. I try to explain it to people from my perspective, and they sort of look at me like I'm queer. And I don't mean, like, sexually. I mean just, like, strange. I mean, what's he talking about? Repeated concussions and this and that? And I've been talking about this now for better than a quarter century. I have. Larry Mercer brought the concussions of football out, I think, in the 70s or the 80s on HBO, in a special edition of HBO Sports. So, you know, we've been on this. The Godfather and myself have been on this. We realize the significant trauma involved in contact sports. But then again, the Godfather's of the opinion that if you choose to be a fighter, yeah, you're going to get hit. All right? You know, you're going to get hit. You're going to get hurt. Well, I didn't get hit. I got hit a couple times. But I could have put this. I got hurt a couple times, and I realized that, how can I put this? When they were getting close to me at the end, they were getting closer than they were before. I wasn't able to keep them off. They were getting closer. And I said to myself, you know, this is just not as easy as it was. So I had been injured and fallen through a roof and things like that. So my back was a mess. But, you know, I just realized I can't do this anymore. Not at the upper level, not the open division level in the amateur ranks. So I retired. No doubt about that. But other guys have to feed families, you know. They're 10-round fighters, and they're getting supposed to get $8,000 to fight. Well, you know, you got to fight, what, 5, 6, 7 times a year, like to make $50,000? And then out of that $50,000, what, how much is going to your manager? Say 20%, say 10%, say a third, say 10% to your trainer, say 2% to your cut man. Holy cow. And then you've got Uncle Sam. So how much is left out of an $8,000 purse? Not a lot for the fighter himself. In fact, very little. And most fighters, I don't want to say this, but a lot of fighters either have to take up second jobs. In other words, you see them training and working, or they've got their wives working, and there's two people working in the family. They're trying to support kids. Just not cool. It's just not cool. So what I'm trying to tell you is this. If you're looking for a way to make a few easy bucks, boxing is not it. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. You're inside looking to the world of boxing. And this hour, of course, brought to you by the World Boxing Organization. This is the Ring Talk Live Worldwide, 31 years now. And since its conception, of course, we started back in the day, man, back in Florida, of course, with the great Charles Day of PlaysByJay.com, the great sports analyst. And, of course, we moved on to about 17 different networks. But we've been home here for the last 8 years, and this will be until the swan song of Ring Talk Live Worldwide, I believe. Of course, the Sports Byline Studios in the city by the bay, San Francisco, California. This is Ring Talk Live Worldwide, open phone lines. You want to do it? 1-800-878-PLAY. That's 1-800-878-7529. This is Ring Talk Live Worldwide, but you knew that.